This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when people who collect political memorabilia have to be asking themselves, hey, where are my Trump 24 buttons? Where are my Trump 24 bumper stickers? The president continues to give every indication that he will be a candidate for the Republican nomination and for the presidency 4 years from today. It's a little bit less than 4 years from today. And that has created what exactly? A certain amount of horror on the Democratic side of things. And actually, a surprising level of enthusiasm on the Republican side of things. This is being talked of as pulling a Grover. I wrote a column for USA Today about that way back at the beginning of the year, before people knew that President Trump was going to lose, and I suggested it was likely that he would lose, and it was very likely that he would run again. And that appears to be the case. What exactly are his prospects? Why is he like Grover Cleveland, the only man who ever was elected president, lost a bid for re-election, and then came back 4 years later to reclaim the White House? How is President Trump like Grover Cleveland, and how is he very, very different? We will get to that issue. We will also get to the surprising fate of another candidate who won. His name, Adolf Hitler. No, spelled the right way, everything. He's not German. But he won in a country that isn't Germany. I think they would probably be very uncomfortable if they had any candidate named Adolf Hitler who won anything in Germany. But in this case, apparently sounds like a member of a very popular party and who won a sterling victory. And no, he is not changing his name. We will get to that story coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First up, there is this case of what's going on in Georgia. And I was very struck. We played yesterday some of that moronic rally that was conducted by Sidney Powell and Lincoln Wood. And Lincoln Wood's a neighborhood in Chicago, but this guy has no connection to Lincoln Wood at all. His real name is Lincoln Wood. He goes by Lynn Wood. He's best known as the one-time lawyer for Jim Jewell, who was falsely accused of the bombing in the Olympic bombing in Georgia. In any event, he's a Georgian activist. There's a report in National Review that's picking up on some research done by Breitbart. But they report that pro-Trump lawyer Lynn Wood voted for and donated to Democratic candidates for years, including to former President Barack Obama and Senator David Perdue. To his Democratic opponent in 2014, according to Georgia state records. The Wood contributed $2,000 to Ken Hodges, a Democratic appeals court judge, in 2018, as well as $2,600 that same year to Democratic State Senator Zara Krainchak. In 2017, which isn't so long ago, Wood contributed $12,600 to Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans, who was eventually defeated in the primary by Stacey Abrams. Evans and Wood have worked together in private practice. Additionally, Wood donated $100 to Perdue's Democratic opponent, Michelle Nunn, $2,300 in 2008 to Barack Obama, and $1,000 over two donations to the Georgia Win List, a pro-abortion Democratic group. Voting records show that Wood voted by mail in the 2020 and 2016 general elections, and he requested Democratic primary ballots in 2006, 2008, 2010, and 2018. So this individual, who is now so determined about the need to overturn the election and supposedly a gigantic Trump supporter, has been a Democrat until the day before yesterday. What is he doing? Is he acting as some kind of undercover agent for Democratic causes? Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who, of course, who used to represent Marietta, Georgia, in the House of Representatives, Newt says, Linwood and Sidney Powell are totally destructive. Every Georgia conservative, says Newt Gingrich, who cares about America must vote in the runoff. Their don't vote strategy will cripple America. And Newt is correct. If it doesn't help Republicans, it doesn't help President Trump, it doesn't help President Trump's legacy, if they succeed in getting Republicans to stay home and allowing the two very left-wing Democrats to actually win these elections. Karl Rove writes about this. Karl Rove writes that Mr. Perdue and Ms. Loeffler's biggest advantage is the Democrats they're running against. Both are distinctly left of center in a state that isn't. John Ossoff, who's running against David Perdue, has aligned himself with Senator Bernie Sanders, complimenting the Vermont Socialist for his views on health care and opposition to corporations. Mr. Ossoff gushed, quote, Bernie's advocacy is welcome, it is necessary, and it is appreciated. Uh-huh. And for Reverend Warnock, who is running against Senator Loeffler, Reverend Warnock has endorsed the Green New Deal. He may well be to the left of Bernie Sanders, having defended the Reverend Jeremiah Wright's anti-American and anti-Semitic comments and declared from his own pulpit that police have a, quote, gangster and thug mentality and act like bullies. He even told his parishioners, you cannot serve God and the military. We covered that. We played you the clip. And Karl Rove says, aren't there better ways to explain Matthew 6:24 than to insult every person of faith who has worn our country's uniform? Now, all of this is very important, and it goes to why I hope that when President Trump comes down to Georgia on Saturday, he will forget his spat with the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. He will forget his spat with the Republican Secretary of State from Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and will concentrate on doing absolutely everything possible to win this election for Perdue and Loeffler. There's actually a new National Republican Senatorial Committee ad that they're putting out, this is clip 8, that talks about why people have to vote for Perdue and Loeffler, and why Ossoff and Warnock are so strongly not acceptable. We will get to that, and also get to how this plays out in terms of President Trump's race for 2024. I wouldn't say that if Republicans lose in Georgia that his race in 2024 is over, but it certainly would be very badly crippled. I cannot imagine anybody who actually supported President Trump and wanted President Trump to win now saying that, oh, he or she wants these Republicans who are running to try to maintain Republican control of the United States Senate to try to have them lose. That makes no sense at all. And maybe that information about the Democratic background of Lynn Wood helps to explain it. We will get to that and to much more, particularly concerning the unexpected electoral victory of Adolf Hitler, and more on the Medved Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung.
Isn't it strange how many Christmas songs for such a joyous season, but how many of the very best Christmas songs have just a little hint of sadness in them? Minor key, yearning, nostalgic. Everybody, I think, wanting to be a kid, or certainly to be around kids in a Christmas season. And, by the way, you have a great opportunity with Next Generation Ministries to help kids this Christmas season. This is a great charity, and we're also approaching your end. Your totally tax-deductible gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. And $40 can feed a hungry child, plus providing medical supplies, which is part of what they do, for a month. Click on the banner at the website. This helps kids in Uganda, which has been particularly hit hard by the economic downturn, by the pandemic, which came very late to Uganda, but is devastating there. And these good people are operating with tremendous selflessness and dedication. And it is a beautiful charity worth supporting. I mentioned before that the new National Republican Senatorial Committee had an ad for both of the U.S. senators, and it didn't focus on Senator Kelly Loeffler or Senator David Perdue. It focused on their opponents, John Ossoff, the 32-year-old documentary filmmaker, and Reverend Raphael Warnock. And listen to what the ad had to say.
If you vote for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who are you really putting into power? Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Bernie Sanders. The far left, with complete unchecked power to defund our police, give amnesty to illegals, let government take over your health care, and push massive tax hikes. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock will stand with them, not Georgia. NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, that, of course, has some things in it that are that sort of opened the fact-checking. I mean, the U.S. Senate, and that's what Ossoff and Warnock are running for, doesn't get to defund police. That's not a senatorial decision. It's not a presidential decision. It's not a federal decision. That's a decision made in Atlanta and a decision made to some extent in Augusta and in Atlanta, the state capital in Georgia, which is where the state capital is, and also made locally. But the idea that they are associated more with people like AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, and they could even mention Chuck Schumer, who they would be bringing to power as majority leader. It's interesting they don't mention Joe Biden. And why not? Because he's just not that much hated in Georgia. In fact, he won the state. And that is the challenge that Republicans have, is to make sure that people know how far to the left, even of Joe Biden, Ossoff and Warnock really are. Speaking of far to the left, I do tend to resent the idea that Adolf Hitler, when you talk about him, he's always mentioned as a man of the right. And, of course, he was head of the National Socialist Party. And when you get into such complete government control of everything that Hitler obviously believed in, I think it's wrong to try to associate that with conservatism. But there was some good news for Adolf Hitler that came from an unexpected part of the world. This story from the Daily Mail in Great Britain, it's full of photographs that are fascinating, including a photograph of Adolf Hitler. This Adolf Hitler is black. And the headline from the Daily Mail says, a politician named Adolf Hitler has won a seat in Namibia, but he says he has no plans for world domination. His full name is Adolf Hitler Unona. He was elected with 85% of the vote in the former German colony. Namibia had been a German colony for 34 years, so it's not like it had these ancient ties with Germany. It is still home, Namibia, to a small German-speaking community where a number of streets, places, and people still bear German names. I looked at some pictures recently. I've never been to Namibia. It's right next to South Africa. It used to be run by South Africa after the Germans were kicked out after the end of World War One. But they have they have that traditional medieval German architecture that sort of looks like Hansel and Gretel's house. And you can look at some of the buildings they put up in Namibia when Germany ruled the place between 1884 and 1919. And they do look like like my mom's hometown in Bad Homburg, Germany. And the new Adolf Hitler is a member of the ruling SWAPO party, which has ruled Namibia since independence from South Africa in 1990. Quote, "My father named me after this man. He probably didn't understand what Adolf Hitler stood for," his namesake said. Oh, good. But wait a minute. Even in Namibia, how could you not know what Adolf Hitler stood for? "As a child, I saw it as a totally normal name. Only as I grew up did I understand that this man wanted to conquer the whole world." Well, that wasn't the worst part of Adolf Hitler. He wanted to kill people who looked like you. He wanted to kill all Untermenschen, people he believed were the underclass, the lower form of life. Yes, including all Jewish people and Slavic people and everybody else who would provide the German Reich with Lebensraum, room to live. The politician said his wife calls him Adolf at home, adding that in public he usually goes by Adolf Unona, but that it would be too late to change his official name from Adolf Hitler Unona. "The fact that I have this name does not mean that I want to conquer Oshana," he said, referring to the region where he won the election. "It doesn't mean that I'm striving for world domination." Well, that's good. Once known as German Southwest Africa, Namibia was a German colony from 1884. German soldiers doing what German soldiers did in much higher scale some years later. German soldiers slaughtered some 65,000 Herero tribespeople in Namibia and 10,000 Nama tribespeople in a bloody campaign to suppress a local revolt in 1908. Just another of countless reasons to be grateful for the United States, whatever your political problems may be. Will those political problems be healed or harmed by a brand new Trump for President campaign in 2024? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
The California Republican speaking at his weekly press conference in Washington, D.C. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is encouraging Americans to stay home over the holidays and forego traditional gatherings indoors. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci saying,
"The effect of Thanksgiving is going to be realized 2 weeks from now, literally as we're getting into the traveling season for Christmas and Hanukkah."
This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The spirit of Christmas was alive at a White House Christmas party, which the president hosted, and he apparently was in fine spirits. There is much less controversy regarding Melania's decorations this year. Last year, you may remember, she did blood red Christmas trees, which were controversial. This year, even voices in the liberal media are praising the First Lady's very elegant, very traditional holiday decorations in the White House. At the White House Christmas party, the New York Times reports that the outgoing president hinted at his ambitions. It's been an amazing 4 years, he told guests at the party. He says, we're trying to do another 4 years. Otherwise, I'll see you in 4 years. Meaning that if he doesn't succeed, and even the president knows now that he won't succeed, the election is not going to be overturned. It wasn't that close. It won't be overturned. It's a foolishness to think that it would or will. But what is happening is that there is a consensus of opinion, and I think we all know how wrong people can be when they reach a conventional opinion. And the conventional opinion is, okay, if Trump wants the nomination in 2024, he's going to get it. What they say in the New York Times piece by Peter Baker, who is one of the White House reporters who seems to have best access to the president, Peter Baker says, even as he insists that he did not lose the 2020 election, Mr. Trump has been laying plans to run again in 2024 with a kickoff as early as this month, December of 2020, or very possibly on his successor's inauguration day. Apparently what they're talking about is whether they should go first on Inauguration Day, do it early in the morning, though that, of course, would be very, very early on the east, on the West Coast, or do it afterward. Let Biden have his shot, and then President Trump does his event where he announces his candidacy. And then I think President Trump would very possibly have higher ratings, would have, and he cares about that. We know he last time he cared very much about the ratings for his inaugural speech. And he would treat this like an event speech. He would prepare for it. He would have early supporters who would come along. And yes, most of the elected representatives in the Republican Party who understand that there were 74 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump are probably going to be very positively inclined if he makes that kind of announcement now. But does that mean that he's going to win the nomination? Stay tuned. He has already raised $170 million since Election Day. And that was 3 days ago. It's probably over $200 million now. It's a tremendous fund of money, and he can use it to fight the electoral battle he's fighting, he says, against election fraud. Or he can use it to pay for his political expenses for a new campaign. He has just talked about creating a news media platform that could take on Fox News on the right and keep him part of the national conversation. And he will retain his Twitter bullhorn with 88.7 million followers, allowing him to insert himself into any debate anytime he likes, a powerful tool that no other defeated president has ever had. The president's flirtation with attempting a comeback has already complicated the plans, writes the Times, for other Republicans who would like to step up, especially those who feel they owe some loyalty to him, like Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Nikki Haley, the former ambassador to the United Nations. Mr. Trump retains fervent support among many Republicans despite his loss. And then they cite that poll from Politico and the Morning Consult last week that found that 53% of Republicans said, yep, we'll vote for him if he runs in 2024, with Mr. Pence a very distant second at 12%, followed by 8% for Nikki Haley. And for Donald Jr., by the way. Wow. Nikki Haley, actually, only 4% for her, and 8% for Donald Jr. I don't think Donald Jr. is going to run against his father, but can you imagine what a plot? You know, you want gripping drama? If there was father and son competition? I mean, that's a TV show. Can't beat that, really. And then Kimberly versus Melania? Is that something? Well, the difficulty with all of this is that I don't think it's going to work out. Just as you may remember that back in 2014, something like that, everyone assumed, oh, if Jeb Bush runs for president, he'll be the nominee. He's the obvious front runner. Look at the name recognition. He was a great governor of Florida. His campaign fell apart. Well, people know Trump better, but there are all kinds of difficulties about being a former president who lost the election. In this Times piece, they bring up the example of Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland was considerably younger, and he was actually one of our younger presidents. He got married in the White House. He had been a bachelor, one of only two bachelors who elected president of the United States. And then he married his beautiful, very glamorous 21-year-old bride, Frances Folsom Cleveland, who was the daughter, 21-year-old daughter of his former law partner. And they had a glamorous White House wedding, and they had a new baby Ruth. And yes, the candy bar was apparently originally named after her. She was born about 10 months later in the White House. And Frances Folsom Cleveland, who was really very glamorous first lady, said after they lost the election in 1888, she said, "We'll be back. Don't change anything." And the way the White House is decorated, she told the staff, which actually seemed to like her. They didn't like the Harrisons so much who came in. And one of the differences, Cleveland actually won, when he was running for re-election, the popular vote. He won the popular vote by 1%. But he lost in the Electoral College in two exceedingly close races in Pennsylvania and in New York, and Benjamin Harrison got elected. And then Cleveland came roaring back. But I think it's going to be very different, because I don't think that Joe Biden is a likely candidate for re-election, even if he's very successful. And what you're going to have then is President Trump running against some Democrat. It could easily be Kamala Harris, who is younger and maybe not quite as polarizing as this particular president. The Mark Thiessen, who is a big supporter of President Trump, has a column in the Washington Post, "Trump Risks a GOP Disaster in Georgia." President Trump says he is focusing 125% of my energy on changing the results of the 2020 election. He is fixating on the wrong thing. Not only in his quixotic effort destined to fail, it could very well hand Democrats control of the Senate, and with it, unchecked power to enact socialist agenda that Trump will be hard-pressed to reverse should he even win that second term in 2024. Instead of energizing Republican voters, Trump's focus on overturning the November election results could depress turnout and put the Georgia runoffs at risk. That's why it's so much better for him to focus on a future campaign and to this campaign coming up January 5th than the last campaign that's already over. We'll be right back. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Great gift to get to somebody on your list this holiday season. You can give them a gift, a membership as a new MedHead member to our premium website. That gets you access to this show 24/7, commercial free. You can download it anytime you want. And the cost, you can still get that kind of gift membership with a big discount, so it comes down to 11 cents a day. It's a great bargain, and you can either give to your gift recipient the ability also to buy any kind of downloads material from our history store at 50% off. It's a great deal and a great deal for the holidays. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for the history store, where we also have a big sale going on for the holidays. Okay, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, who's always good for a soundbite, had this to say about the upcoming Georgia elections that have to be the focus of every Republican right now. This is clip 9.
Unless you have the IQ of a root vegetable, you know how important this election is. It is a second presidential election. Why do you think President Obama and Mr. Biden are going to Georgia to campaign? They're going to treat this as a second referendum on President Trump and his accomplishments. Furthermore, if we lose in Georgia, Senator Schumer, Senator Bernie Sanders, Speaker Pelosi, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez are in charge.
Okay, and again, Senator Schumer certainly is. He would become majority leader if the Democrats win both those seats. The Republicans have to win at least one. At the moment, the Republican control of the Senate is down to one vote. Why is that? It's down one vote because Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, naval captain, who won a Senate seat for the Democrats in Arizona. There were two Republicans who lost their seats. One Democrat who lost a seat last time. But one of the Republicans who lost a seat was Martha McSally in Arizona. And Mark Kelly, because it was an unexpired seat, it was the old seat that had been won by John McCain 6 years ago, And he has to run again for re-election in 2022. And one of the main reasons that I do not go along with the conventional wisdom that Trump is the automatic nominee if he runs, which I think he likely will for 2024. One of the reasons I don't think that is because something big happens before 2024. And that something big is 2022, when Mark Kelly will have to be running for re-election, when there'll be more senatorial elections. There will undoubtedly be some new and dynamic Republican candidates who one hopes will capture Senate seats. I think it's extremely likely that unless Republicans completely blow it on Capitol Hill, that Kevin McCarthy should be able to be the next Speaker of the House, leading the Republicans to victory in 2022. They'll only need to gain about 10 House seats, and they should gain much more than that. There is every possibility, especially there will be aided by reapportionment, which shows a lot of people moving away from the blue states and moving into red states. We talked yesterday about the Hewlett-Packard move from Silicon Valley out to Texas. Now, with all of this going on, I do think that what's going to be important is for the Republicans to not look like the same old, same old. And President Trump, having run for president twice, and won one, lost one. Both times he lost the popular vote. Neither time was it particularly overwhelming or decisive, but when President Trump won in the Electoral College, it was exactly the same Electoral College count as he got in reverse this time. In other words, Trump won with 306 electoral votes, Biden won with 306 electoral votes, and it's hard to imagine Trump saying anything else other than, I want to return to all my accomplishments of 4 years ago. That's going to look a lot less compelling after 2022, after several years of Joe Biden. I think it's tremendously important that Republicans don't sacrifice the idea that Republicans have to be the party of new ideas, of energy, of youth. And that's right, of youth, and not as a time of life, but a quality of mind, of actually looking at things with fresh eyes. In other words, do we really want to fight out battles about Obamacare or Biden care? How about developing, I don't know, maybe after the Republicans win the House in 2022, McCarthy care? Actually doing things to fix problems. And rather than complaining about the mail-in ballots and the voting machines and the dead voters, for which, by the way, there is very, very scant evidence. Of course, there's evidence that it happens, but it involves dozens of votes, maybe hundreds of votes, not tens of thousands, which is what you'd have to talk about to overturn the election. But meanwhile, how about a bipartisan attempt to try to regularize presidential elections? In other words, energizing the party behind a positive agenda seems to me one of the important things that we have to attempt to do in days coming ahead. And one of the ways that Republicans went, and I've been writing about this recently, and it's fascinating, is Republicans started as a party in 1854. And within just 6 years, this party that started with about two dozen guys in a schoolhouse in the frontier in Wisconsin, in Ripon, Wisconsin, that party took over everything, Senate, House, and presidency within 6 years. Why? It seems to me those lessons are very appropriate for Republicans to take on today. Something else from that same period long ago. There's an 1877 novel that's been made into a movie six different times. The latest version, a release from the Disney Company that's intended for family audiences this Christmas. But is it worth mounting up to see the story of a beloved horse narrated by that horse? It's called Black Beauty. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
An orphan girl played by Mackenzie Foy forms a lifelong bond with a wild horse that's been captured but untamed. In the latest film version of the 19th century literary classic Black Beauty, now streaming on Disney Plus.
I heard you lost your family too. You really are beautiful. That's what I'll call you. Black Beauty.
Well, the handsome horse can't answer her in words, but does narrate the whole story, borrowing the voice of Kate Winslet. There have been at least a half dozen previous versions of the 1877 novel, and this new adaptation brought into modern times is consistently gorgeous to look at, but far more manipulative than magnificent. Anyone who loves horses and riding will be thoroughly engaged, while the latter stages of the melodramatic story make the case for kindness in a sad but superficial manner. Some cruel and frightening elements may make it questionable for the little kids who would otherwise be drawn to the project. 2.5 stars for Black Beauty. And, it just goes to the fact that, yes, film is a visual medium, but if you're looking for any particularly distinguished performances, the horse is very convincing and beautiful to look at. But the human actors, a little bit less so. Though, then again, you do get to watch a beautiful horse and then imagine what it might be like to actually be a horse. Speaking of being a horse, there is a book answering the question about how do species actually evolve? Do they evolve? Sure. How does that happen? Michael Behe of Discovery Institute has a new book called A Mouse Trap for Darwin. Is that comparing Darwin to a mouse? We will get to that. Also, a U.S. spy chief has said China is now our number one national security threat. Number one. We'll ask Gordon Chang if that's right and how China policy is likely to change with the new administration, for better and for worse. And also, a prominent Democratic politician is trying to get rich by attacking the rich. How? With a tax the rich sweatshirt. How much does it cost? Wait till you hear. We'll tell you next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The country and culture.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.